श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तां सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमा ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण। सो इट्स ऑलरेडी लिटिल लेट, सो आई विल डायरेक्टली स्टार्ट इन टू द डिस्कशन ऑफ टूडेज टॉपिक। इज टूडे इज एज यू ऑल नो एपरेंस डे ऑफ लॉर्ड नरसिंहदेव, एंड वी हैव सीन मेनी लेक्चर्स मेनी ड्रामाज। Even in one Prerna festival, there was a very wonderful drama about live from Ahovidam. Many of you have seen it live or seen it the recording once. So, I was thinking what should be discussed. But yesterday morning, maybe Baldepuru gave a class, not morning, afternoon, Baldepuru gave a class. And then the whole topic was set in, even Vrajvihari Puru continued, discussing about the glories and the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. Baldev also spoke more about Prahlad Maharaj and glories, qualities. So I thought maybe I will also continue in the same mood and speaking more about Prahlad Maharaj, his qualities, his humility, his good intentions and actions, because that's the easy way to learn devotional service. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, many qualities of devotional service are given. But easy ways to see an example, Srila Prabhupada says, just like a teacher, the teacher herself writes A and shows to the students. Similarly, just like even in Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared also for a similar cause. That just by speaking Bhagavad Gita, the souls of Kali Yuga were not very eager or easily practicing the devotional service. The Supreme Lord Himself has to come. And then He showed by His example that how one has to constantly chant into, delve into the chanting of holy names. Satatam, Janata, Bhavata, and there is that in that, Sachivashakam. So in this way, I thought we can discuss, continue the discussions of glories of Prahlad Maharaj. In that way, it can relate to us that actually it's not so easy. There are many instructions. The instructions are very simple. One time I was hearing one recording lectures of His Grace Krishnananda Prabhu. And he had made this point many times. But I was hearing one just recently. So he said, in bhakti, it is not important to know more things, but to follow what you know. So, we see that sometimes it's good. We should have full sets of Bhagavatam, and we should have all the lectures of Prabhupada recorded, all the lectures of his disciples recorded, everything. But at the same time, we should also try to see how much we are trying to grasp amongst it. So sometimes nowadays, because this technology is there, see, if the technology was not there, I'm not saying we should not listen to Prabhupada's lecture or Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's lectures. No, not that way. But it's not the prerequisite to become pure devotee of Supreme Lord. Why? Because if we see 200 years back or 200 years back, very rarely anyone could hear the lecture of his Param Guru or Param Param Guru. I'm not against it, but very rarely. But they all perfected their devotional life. So, and very rarely they could even hear the recorded lecture of their own Guru. Prabhupada, I don't know how many lectures he heard recorded of his Guru. We have to find out. I don't know how many he heard, but very rarely at that time, even if they are recorded, they are like big, the disc, you know, I don't know, the gramophone. There one big gramophone, and then that would have only one lecture. So it's not that we carry something like this and everything is there inside it. So I rarely doubt how many lectures Prabhupada heard of his Guru Maharaj. Not that I do use this medium to hear the lectures, but we, it's not that that makes us advance in spiritual life. I was discussing yesterday with one Proji and certainly his wife, and they are saying, and Radhanath Maharaj has given this good instruction. They are thinking that how to give Krishna conscious impressions to the children. So Radhanath Maharaj says it's very easy. For the child, the parents are the best example. So, parents, they do everything else than this one thing, becoming the best example. But that's difficult. To becoming the best example of a good devotee is difficult to do. So, they may read the whole Bhagavatam, they may send their child to fun school, and they may send with some brahmacharis, but you become the best devotee. That is very difficult for anyone. The most difficult thing is to become a good devotee, because that cannot be cheated. We have to actually become. Now, to send a child to fun school is easy. We think that is a very easy way to make him devotee. But Radhan Maharaj was saying that for the child, the most important thing is the good example of his parents. So we generally avoid pondering over that, because then we have to put ourselves in tapasya to make ourselves a good example for the children. So having said this, maybe we can discuss some qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. And some of us might have heard these qualities. Some of us have read this book, from where I am going to repeat. Some of us might have heard it from the mouth of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj when he discussed these sessions maybe 10-15 years back. And some of us, I also took these sessions maybe 8-10 years back. So what happens was that in Kali Yuga there is an advantage for speakers. In Satya Yuga people were called Shutidhar. Shutidhar, no? Yeah. Once they hear and they never forget. And Kali Yuga, they hear and they immediately forget. So, even if the same lecture is repeated next Sunday, we won't even understand it is same. What to speak of repeating something that was heard 8 years back or 12 years back? It's very difficult. Kali Yuga, even if we hear the same lecture next Sunday, sometimes even immediately after the lecture. Immediately after the... Once... It's a little joke, but don't take it seriously. One Shamanku was sharing. He said, after the lecture was over, one devotee came to me and said, "Oh, Prabhuji, you gave a very wonderful lecture." And Shamanku just, "No, I am careful. You should not ask such things." But Shamanku asked, "Oh, is it? What do you like?" He was finding it very difficult to remember what he liked in the lecture. Immediately after the lecture. So that is the memory of Kali Yuga. So it's advantage for the speakers. They don't have to worry whether the topic has been discussed or not, whether people have heard it or not. Very less memory. We can repeat everything. But these topics which we are going to repeat have been written by Srila Sanatana Goswami, and I'm going to speak from Srimad Brihad Bhagavatamrita maximum, and maybe some Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita here and there, quoting it. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja अहम त्वाम सर्व पापेभ्यो मोक्ष इष्यामि मा शुचो. सो दिस इंस्ट्रक्शन इज देयर. एज आई सेड, टू बिकम रियली अ बेटर डिवोटी इज डिफिकल्ट. एंड इफ यू नो द स्टोरी ऑफ रामाचार्य एंड दाशरथी, दाशरथी वॉन्टेड टू नो द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस वर्स. इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट इफ वी गेट सच इंस्ट्रक्शन. मोस्टली वी वॉन्ट अप्रोच अवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर. इफ यू आफ्टर हियर दिस स्टोरी, डोंट वरी, द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर ऑल्सो गिव्स टेस्ट अंडरस्टैंडिंग द कैपेसिटी ऑफ द डिसाइपल. बट दाशरथी वॉज द केपेबल डिसाइपल एंड रामाचार्य वॉज अ केपेबल स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर इन द सेंस ऑन अ इक्वल लेवल. सो दाशरथी वॉन्टेड टू नो. दाशरथी वॉज अ वेरी हाय लेवल स्कॉलर. अंडरस्टैंड, ही इज नॉट ऑर्डिनरी पर्सन. ही वॉज अ वेरी हाय लेवल स्कॉलर फ्रॉम अ वेरी हाय फैमिली एंड एवरीथिंग. एंड ही वेंट टू हिज स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर रामाचार्य आस्किंग, प्लीज टेल मी द दिस इज द बेस्ट मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टंट वर्स ऑफ भगवद गीता, प्लीज टेल मी द मीनिंग ऑफ इट. एट द सेम टाइम वॉट हैपन्ड, एक्जैक्टली द सेम टाइम, रामाचार्य's niece or sister's daughter or someone, some relative, a lady, her name was Atulai. She came complaining. She was just married and in the house of her husband and in-laws. So she was weak and then she had to draw water. So the services at her in-laws' house, her husband's house, were little heavy for her. So she needed some help. So when she told help to her mother-in-law that I require some help, so mother-in-law said, if you cannot make it, then go and get help from your father. So she could not go to her father, but then she came to Ramacharya, crying that, see, this is the situation, I am not able to do all the services, please give me some help. And just before that, Dashrathi has asked, please tell me the meaning of this verse. So Ramacharya said, oh, you need your help? I have one very good. He called Dashrathi. He said, if you want to understand the meaning of this charam shloka, in Sri Sampradaya they call this verse as charam shloka, means the highest shloka of Bhagavad Gita. So Ramacharya told Dashrathi, you go and help her in whatever way she needs. And this Atulai was very happy to get a helping hand. And then they both came back. And then Dashrathi, one of the top brahmachari or shishya, I don't know brahmachari, but he was a top shishya, one of the top shishyas of Ramacharya, a highly renowned scholar from a very high family. He was washing pots, drawing water, washing clothes, cleaning the garden around the house, cleaning the house, doing it without a single complaint. Just his spiritual master, go and help him. And then there was no SMS. Guruji, what is this? I am brooming whole day, only brooming, cleaning. What is this? There was no communication. He never knew when the service will end. Sometimes you have to put up timetable, seva, washing, whatever it may be, 6 to 7 or 6 to 8. So he never knew when the service will end. It can go on for whole life. And Ramaji actually did not plan for it to end. It ended in a different way. Ramaji has happened, 6 months he is serving. No complaints, no messages to spiritual master, how long it will happen. Like in Brahmacharya Ashram, because in many, many years back, I was also service in charge. That means that service was to allocate service to others. Not a very good service, but it was there. So then the Brahmacharya would say, Guruji, what time to what time I have to do this? Or how many days? Or how many months? Will it change after 7 days or something like that? Keep in rotation. For Dashrathi, it was not like rotation. He was there. He was stationed over there. Fixed. What happened after around 6 months? After around 6 months, another scholar, lecturer has come to that village and he was giving some lecture, evening time kirtan lecture in the village. And he spoke some wrong philosophy. And suddenly this Atulai's family had gone to hear the katha, and along with that they have taken their servant also, Dashrathi. But when Dashrathi heard a wrong speech of philosophy, he immediately rose up and said, you are wrong. And for this kathakar, it was a great insult. First of all, it's very difficult to be just saying you are speaking publicly. And then somebody raises his hands and says, you are wrong. It's insult for even all of us. And then, who is speaking? A servant in a house is speaking that you are wrong. It's like more insult. So he also said, hey, what do you know about the scriptures? You are ordinary servant meant to wash pots and everything. You keep quiet. And if you know better, you explain it. Dashrathi, for the first time in the 6 months, opened his mouth, which indicated that he is a scholar. That's again another fault in all of us. If we have something, we want to immediately indicate to everyone. Even in devotional life. Like, you know, the small children I have seen, they imitate or they want to make a show of chanting. Once I noticed one child, he was having a beadbag in his hand. He's a child, but anyway, that is the tendency. And he was shaking very, like Hare Krishna, making a show. So I don't know, someone went and then for something he removed the beadbag and found there was no beads inside the bag. So he was shaking his hand like this. So whether we have beads or not, we want to make a show of it, whatever we are doing. So in this world, that's the natural tendency, that we want to make a show of whatever we have. Even if we have, say, scriptures in our mind, we want to make a show. Even if we have memorized the verses, we want to make a show. Even if some another person does some mistake in singing Narsing Aarti or Mangal Aarti, we try to help him, but that subtle is there, that I know or something like that. Sometimes it can happen in a subtle way. So Dashrathi, for the 6 months, he did not even indicate in any way that he is such a great scholar. But at this time, he spoke and then that speaker was defeated. And then the whole villagers understood that this servant in the house of Atula is like something very big person. And then sent a message to Ramacharya, who is this? And they understood. See, the communication media was so weak at that time that the people in this village of Atulai had heard the name of Dashrathi as a great disciple of Ramacharya. But they have never seen him, so they don't recognize him. So the message came back from Srirangam that a person at your home is none other than Dashrathi. They heard the name Dashrathi, that he is somewhat great disciple of Ramacharya. So when they heard that this is Dashrathi, they all begged forgiveness and sent him back. So that is the test. To understand, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. He said, first of all, surrender. Do the service for 6 months. So these are the glorious qualities. Although it's difficult for us, many of us, even myself, maybe opt out of wanting to understand the meaning of the verse. If I am being told that you have to just go and become a maid servant or a servant at the house of someone for 6 months, then we will understand Sarva Dharman Parityajya. Very less will they take us for this option. Is there any other way, easy way? Maybe I will do once a maha cleaning of the temple, something like that. 2 hours, 3 hours, something. No, 6 months. So having said this, why I spoke this story? Because it's easy to understand devotional service from the activities of the devotees. So I will begin from this Brihad Bhagavatamrut. And we heard that in the Brihad Bhagavatamrut, for those who don't know, the whole background is Narad Muni is in search of the greatest or the most advanced devotee of the Supreme Lord. And then I won't go into the story, but he went to one person, and then that person, and not out of making a show, but genuine humility and genuine feeling shows that actually I am not such an advanced devotee, but someone else is. While doing this, the whole scene now is Narad Muni is in the place of Lord Shiva, Kailash. And then Narad Muni glorifies Lord Shiva that he is advanced devotee. And Lord Shiva step by step refutes whatever glories have been given. Prahlad will also do the same thing. But then he starts speaking to Narad Muni. Actually there is some small incident that happened which is not exactly connected with Prahlad Maharaj, but good incident. So before that, what happened? As Lord Shiva is going to begin, he first glorifies the residents of Vaikuntha before Prahlad Maharaj. He says the Vaikuntha Vasis are the most pure and like that. And he says amongst all the residents of Vaikuntha Vasis, the advanced is Mahalakshmiji. And as soon as the name of Mahalakshmi comes, Parvati, she feels little. See, even Prabhupada says such feelings are there even in higher circles. So Parvati has more affection towards Mahalakshmi, that because I am her expansion. some things do happen in spiritual fields also. So then she says, okay. Then Parvati starts glorifying Mahalakshmi with more enthusiasm. And then Narada thinks, oh, Mahalakshmi is the best devotee or the better devotee. I should go to see her and all the residents of Vaikunthas. And Narada Muni starts looking at the direction of Vaikuntha to go and meet Mahalakshmi. But then Lord Shiva wanted to indicate that there is a better option. But he fears that if I indicate clearly that there is a... See, it's a very complex situation. It is there in the world, in this material world also. Parvati is telling you, go and meet Mahalakshmi. That is the best option. And Lord Shiva wants to say, no, that's not the best option. Indirectly saying, what Parvati is saying is not very correct. There is a better option than that. So this is a very complex situation. Otherwise, there will be many misunderstandings between Lord Shiva and Parvati as they happen in this world also. As they happen in this world. So Lord Shiva says, Narada, come here. I want to tell you some secret in your ears. Because if I speak it publicly, especially as audible to Parvati, then it will be a great difficulty for me. So he speaks in the ears. You see, have you forgotten that same Mahalakshmi of Vaikuntha, same Supreme Lord, has right now, this Bhagavatamrut story happened 5000 years back when Lord Krishna was on the earth. So he said, both same persons are right now in Dwarka, nearby. Why you want to go to Vaikuntha, such a far off place? So, but Lord Shiva is still holding the hand of Narada Muni, because after hearing the statement, maybe Narada Muni will run off to Dwarka. The whole Bhagavatamrut, the thought flow is Narada Muni is experiencing a level higher in each step. So Narada Muni will go to Dwarka to meet the Yadus, but at a very latter stage, at a very high stage of bhakti. Right now from Lord Shiva, he has to go to some beginning, Shantaras devotee. Shantaras, then Dasya, like that. So he says, wait, but even better than Mahalakshmi or better than Rukmini in Dwarka, I would like you to direct to another place. You go to Sutal Loka. Sutal Loka is three levels lesser than earthly planets. At that place where Bali Maharaj is staying, even his grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj is staying. And you know, Prahlad Maharaj is one of the best devotees. In fact, Supreme Lord has made a statement in Bhagavatam 2-3 times that Prahlad Maharaj or my devotees, he told once to Prahlad Maharaj himself. Then Lord Krishna told to Uddhav, na tatha me priyatama, na shesha, na Lakshmi, all the... Lord says, my devotees like Uddhav are more dear to me than even Lakshmi, than Ananta, Shesh, and everyone. So Lord Shiva is taking the quotations of these 2-3 verses on Bhagavatam and saying that, oh Narad, go to meet Prahlad. He is staying over there. And he says, such devotees are very important. Lord, Supreme Lord, has actually glorified the devotees in 9th canto when the Supreme Lord is meeting Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni has actually offended Ambarish Maharaj. And to get escape from Sudarshan, he goes to Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, the Supreme Lord tells him that my devotees are more dear to me than myself. I take pleasure in devotee association. He says, I take pleasure in seeing devotees, talking with my devotees. My devotees are in my heart. Sadhu rudayam mayam, sadhunam rudayam tuvaham. And I am in devotee's heart. So at that place, the Supreme Lord glorifies devotees very clearly, giving them an exceptional position to Durvasa Muni. Quoting those verses, Lord Shiva says, even I am going to indicate to you one devotee who have got mercy of Krishna more than his... Here Shiva is speaking to Narada. So he is saying, than your father, that means Brahmaji. A devotee who has got more mercy than Brahmaji, a devotee who has got more mercy than me, a devotee who has got more mercy than Garudji, and a devotee who has got more mercy than Ananta Shesh, and a devotee who has got more mercy than Lakshmiji. That is Prahlad Maharaj. You should immediately go and meet him. Amongst all the devotees, Prahlad Maharaj stands out as a best example. In fact, we all know when Narasingha had appeared in the world, and everyone was afraid to pacify him. Hiranyakashipu has been killed, and the dead body of Hiranyakashipu has been thrown off the lap of Narasingha. Everyone was afraid. Even Mahalakshmi. Actually, Mahalakshmi has not come before. She was called in later on. Actually, Brahmaji, Indra, Chandra, Surya, every demigods, they were very fearful to even see the form of Narasingha. So, but they thought if we don't pacify Narasingha, maybe he will destroy the whole universe. He will destroy our planets and destroy us. So he has to be pacified. But no one was willing to go near because he was so angry. He was so angry that they did not want to take the risk. They said, maybe if I go to approach him, maybe my destination will be like Hiranyakashipu. Yeah, that was the cause. Why they are afraid? Because he was so angry. See, in anger, like not Supreme Lord, but sometimes people can do something wrong. So if person is angry, then he might beat someone without any cause also. That happens. So the demigods were fearful that if I approach Narasingha now, he will also pick us up and put on his lap and throw us off it. So they did not want to go there. So at that time Parvati ji, she was called for. Because in this material world, generally wives have some technique to control the husbands. I was not speaking. I was speaking this story of Chaitanya Mangal, where that story of that Mahaprasad is there. Narad Muni goes to Vaikuntha to get Mahaprasad. And at that time, Lord Shiva, he eats that little bit of Mahaprasad and become ecstatic. And then Parvati comes and some other controls it. There it is written. That the wives have some technique to control the husbands. So here, we are saying this place, Mahalakshmi, she says, all the demigods goes and says, please Mahalakshmi ji, come and take care of your husband Narasimha Dev ji. And she thought, yeah, it's easy for me, I do it daily anyway. That's a regular feature. So she came in and then she said, no, this is not a regular feature. This is not a regular feature. I can't manage this anger. Sorry. And actually, all the demigods were not, they are just hiding behind a door, behind the clouds, hiding behind some fallen rocks of the pillar or something like that. And they are just looking from small crevices. That if by chance Narasimha Dev looks at us, he might think that I am also assistant of Hiranyakashipu. You know, actually what happened, after Hiranyakashipu was killed, all the demons they attacked with upraised weapons. And Narasingha Dev with the tip of his nails has actually killed them, many of them. So Narasingha Dev may be in the mood of searching some more demons that might come in. And maybe a demigod might be caught. Narasingha Dev may think, oh, behind this pillar there is some demon and he will be caught. And in that anger he won't even see who is there. Maybe Indra might be killed or someone like that. So the demigods were far off. Far off and hiding still. And so Mahalakshmi initially came, oh yeah, I will take care, no problem. And then she also retraced back. No, I cannot. Then the only option was Prahlad. And then Prahlad went in. He was certainly fearless. And Prahlad was a small boy of 5 years old, and Narasingha Dev was very big, fearful form. He just went and just offered dandavat pranam, touching the lotus feet of Narasingha Dev. And that pleased him so much. He gave up all his anger. And then picked up Prahlad Maharaj, put it on his lap, and that will come in the future. He started caressing him like a mother and all these things. He was completely pacified. So, Lord Shiva says, we have all seen the great qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. What is the one great quality which Prahlad Maharaj says, which Shiva is repeating? He said, Narasingha Dev repeatedly, puna, again and again. Actually what happened after Prahlad came and pacified Narasingha Dev again and again tried to give liberation or some big thing some ruling over many planets or something like that. Even liberation. Even Swarga Loka to Prahlad Maharaj. And then Prahlad was very steadfast. He said, I just don't know. So I just don't want. So this Puna Puna can be many ways. How can be? Prahlad again and again denied the offers. That can be one way, Puna Puna. One way can be, Nrsimha Dev again and again gave the offerings. And you take Mukti or you take this or you take that. And there can be another meaning. Prahlad said, not only in this life, life after life you don't give me these benedictions or such offerings of some gains for having rendered service to you. So having said this, and again, Prahlad only asked for pure devotion. Again. So having said this, and then he said, that is the glories. It's a real glory. Actually, it's a difficult test. Therefore, the Lord does not come in front of us actually. But suppose the Lord comes and offers, what do you want? Promotion. Or somewhere say demotion, but no decrease in payment. Because when we have demotion, we have less responsibility. But payment should remain same. Intelligent person will say something like that. So, someone may say, no, some new, modern age youth, especially they are aimed at USA. They would say some visa or something like that. So basically, we'll ask for some very mundane gain. Actually, it's a very tough test. We don't think about it because we know mostly it is not going to come to me. Is it possible that a Supreme Lord will come and offer to us, please take what do you want? Or is giving us again and again, you take a green card. We'll say, no, but if you want, I will take. Something like that. So, we'll also say, like, sometimes, you know, sometimes people, when they're eating, the people come to serve. And we know we should say no. They raise their hand, like, no, and the plate is open. They make the plate ahead. No, like that. So, sometimes when actually the Lord comes and offers us something, it's a big test. It's a big test to actually ask for what Prahlad has asked. It's for fickle-minded people like us, I'm saying for myself, but many of us may be there. For fickle-minded people like us, immediately, any moment, we may grab that we can get something, some material things. Immediately we'll say, sometimes we cheat ourselves also that way. We have our material desires and we want to accept those things and we say, oh Prabhuji, for Krishna's service I am taking this thing. So actually that's our mind's tricks, but then we want to trick ourselves more by speaking such false things. Better we accept that I have such attachments and then accepting it out of attachment, so at least we'll try to cure it. But we say, no, only for Krishna's service I am having this. Sometimes we go, Prabhuji, aapke seva ke liye. I don't know what exactly aapke seva ke liye is there, but then people say something like that. So basically, we better accept, I have some attachments in life. So at least we can start thinking of, we can be aware of our defects. Like once his Bhakti Rasamrut Maharaj, but that time the Amrut Prabhu was giving class here. He says, first thing of improving some faults or defects is to be aware of it. To be aware of it. So Prahlad Maharaj was offered, he did not. Then Lord Shiva says, you know, what is the glory of Prahlad? Because of Prahlad, see, Prahlad was from a demonic family. He himself says, as today morning, I think Vrajvihari Prabhu or Balde Prabhu said, Asure Varya Dehina, best amongst demons. That is like a big compliment for Hiranyakashipu. Like best amongst singers, best amongst cooks or something like that. They say best amongst demons. So, he was actually from a very standard demonic family. Their family members were generation after generation demons. Suddenly after Prahlad the things changed. After Prahlad, his grandson was Bali Maharaj. But Bali Maharaj also like in the beginning days, at the beginning of his reign as the mood of demons, he attacked He was from lower planet where he attacked the Swargalok. Like his grandfather was, great grandfather, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu did the same thing. He attacked the Swargalok and he changed the whole cabinet ministry. Indra was removed and someone else was placed over there. A big asura. All the asuras were given the post of different demigods. And all the demigods were made their humble servants. The real Indra was taking some glass of water for the demon who has become Indra now. And he had no option. He had no option to even run away. That was the situation. At that time when Hiranyakashipu did it, all the demigods were carrying some water or doing some brooming, and all the asuras were sitting as demigods. Bali Maharaj did the same thing. He turned the natural order made by the Supreme Lord upside down. The natural order is the demon should stay in some lower planets. They are also opulent, but they should stay there. And devatas, they stay in Swarga and they manage the universe. But Bali Maharaj attacked, defeated the devatas and put his own people in the places of devatas in charge of various things. But then he said, what is the glory of Prahlad? That just because Bali was a grandson of Prahlad, the Supreme Lord not only delivered him, but Supreme Lord agreed to be present in the Bali Maharaj's planet for eternal time after that. Vamandev, he came, if you know, after that whole pastime of Bali Maharaj, Vamandev agreed that actually he here again the same thing, like in Vrutrasur case also. Apparently Indra won, but Vrutrasur was defeated, apparently. But actually Prabhupada says Vrutrasur won, because he went back to the spiritual world, although he was killed. And Indra lost because he continued enjoying and suffering in this world. Similarly, apparently Vamandev took the Swargalok from Bali and gave to Indra. But he himself went with Bali to the lower planets. It's just like Duryodhan and Arjun. Duryodhan went for Narayani Sena and Arjun went for Krishna. So something like that. Indra got his opulence back and Vamandev went with his Bali Maharaj to his lower planetary systems to stay with Bali always. So Lord Shiva is saying that is the glory of Prahlad. Although Bali was such a low person, in the sense what he did? First of all, he made this natural order of devatas being in position upside down. Then Bali was such a low person, he disobeyed his own spiritual master, Shukracharya. Shukracharya told him, don't give anything to Vaman. He is Vishnu, come as to cheat you. And Bali said, I won't listen to you. That is, as while surrendering into Krishna, it may be okay, but generally that's not a good principle to disobey spiritual master. And then, what did Bali do to get, if you observe, what did Bali Maharaj did to get favor of Vamandev? Someone says, no, he offered 3 steps of land to, that was the, like, Patram Pushpam. That was the thing with Bali Maharaj did. But actually, here, Lord Shiva is saying that actually Bali Maharaj did not offer anything to the Supreme Lord as Vamandev. When Vamandev came, you know this story, Bali Maharaj said, what do you want? A planet, gold, jewelry. Vamandev said, no, I want only 3 steps of land. So Bali Maharaj said, you only want that. It's just like going to, I don't know, which is some Ambani or something like that. Mukesh Ambani, if you have got an audience with him. And if you go and meet him, he says, what do you want? He says, and you say, I want 10 paisa. Nowadays 10 paisa is there? No. 50 paisa. 50 paisa is legally there. Practically not ever legally there. So if you go to Mukesh Ambani, and he says, he has what not opulence. He can give you a helicopter. Or something, he can give you 20-story building. But you go and ask him, give me 50 paisa. He says, what is this? To 50 paisa you came to me? Appointment? What is this? So, Bali Maharaj was thinking, and suppose he, like Bali was saying, why 3 steps? Take something. Vaman says, no, I want only that. Only that? Okay, take it. So if Mukesh Ambani gives a charity of 50 paisa, is it very valuable? if we stuck, no, I want only 50 paisa. Is it a great trouble for Mukesh Ambani or someone rich like person like that to give a charity of 50 paisa? Not a trouble. So similarly, for Bali Maharaj, to give charity of 3 steps of land was like giving nothing. So actually Bali Maharaj did not do anything great. That is not something that can attract the mercy of Krishna. Somebody, like it is said that charity should be done. Rama says that if you have 10 lakh rupees and if you give only 10 rupees, then that's not exactly a charity that will attract the Supreme Lord. And if you have 10 rupees and even if you give 5 rupees, that will attract. So something like that, Bali Maharaj giving 3 steps of land is nothing, negligible. He has all the 3 planetary systems. So Lord Shiva argues that that is not enough to attract the mercy of Supreme Lord. Only principle, only thing with Bali Maharaj was that he is the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj and Narasingha said 11 generations up and down. Then up were delivered in a different way. Like Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. But down they were delivered in a different way, like Bali Maharaj and Banasur. Banasur, they said, was a more worse person than Bali Maharaj. Banasur was the son of Bali Maharaj. That is great grandson of Prahlad. He, even though Bali Maharaj was a demon and he attacked Swarga, Prahlad Maharaj began a worship of Vishnu deity. So Bali Maharaj continued that. He used to worship Vishnu deity. But he attacked Swarga Loka. Banasur gave up worship of Vishnu. He stopped the worship of Vishnu deity and started worshipping Lord Shiva. Not only that, when something went against his will, Banasur was fighting with Lord Shiva also at one point of time. And he says Banasur was actually qualified to be killed immediately. That was his only qualification. But Lord excused him because of his connection with Prahlad Maharaj. And then actually this is the glories of Lord Shiva in the ears of Narad Muni, to remind you. So Lord Shiva says, we are speaking too long. See, it happens between children. When we go and speak something in the ears of children, and all the other children become incredulous. What you spoke? So similarly, Lord Shiva is fearing, if I speak too long in your ears, suddenly Parvati will have doubts. Please tell what you spoke. Better I have spoken is enough. You quickly go to Sutal Loka and meet Prahlad Maharaj. That will clarify the, what's the use of my glorifying Prahlad? You go and take a first hand experience. What I'm saying, you go and experience it directly. So, but he wants Narad Muni, be careful of one thing. Because what is happening, Narad Muni is going to every person to meet as Lord Shiva, and as soon as he goes, he's glorifying that person. Oh Shiva, you are such a great person, you are such a great devotee. But he says, if you go and do the same thing to Prahlad, then he will do a big mistake. If you want to develop relationship with Prahlad, you don't go and glorify him. He won't like that. If you go and glorify him, you will be in a big trouble. Don't praise Prahlad. Don't even bow down to him. Just go and be there and then you will understand. So Narad travels at a very fast speed of a mind. See, that's Narad's speed. He just thinks and he's there. So from Kailash, Narad thinks, I want to go to Sutal Loka, and he's there. And then Narad Muni sees Prahlad at a very fast, at a distance, and he starts running very fast. This is the beauty. Prahlad Maharaj was meditating on the Supreme Lord. That is Smaranam. That is his mode of worship. Main mode of worship. Prahlad Maharaj was doing Smaranam. His eyes were closed. But the Supreme Lord Paramatma is within the heart. He understands that Narad is coming, even though his eyes is closed, because Paramatma is guiding him. And he opens the eyes and he wants to get up and welcome Narad. But because he was in meditation for long, he takes little time to get out and get up. And by that time, and Narad Muni is in running speed, in the speed of mind, he is already over there. And then, to keep the things little short, we have time till around 8:30. So keep the things little short. Narada starts glorifying Prahlad, which he was told not to, but he started. And you understand another important principle. Generally, it's very difficult to glorify others. Genuinely. You are a pure devotee. That's very easy to say. We can say, Prabhuji, aap to pure devotee hai. We know, because that is not... To speak true glories is difficult. To speak untrue glories is easy. Or to speak false is easy. We know, we can say anyone, you are pure devotee. But Prabhuji, aap to kya Bhagwan ke ekdam priya hai. Okay, but keeping a person in front of us, try to actually speak some good quality which is in him. It's a little difficult. So here we see, Narad Muni is over there, and he's starting to glorify Prahlad Maharaj. He says, first of all, Prahlad starts to worship Narad, and Narad stops him. He says, no, don't worship me. Why I was making this point, it's difficult to glorify another, because what is happening here? Here, Narad is glorifying Prahlad. And technically, or historically, or factually, if you see, Narad is none other than a spiritual master of Prahlad. So to glorify someone else is difficult, but sometimes, suddenly, only a pure devotee who is not influenced by such feeling can become a spiritual master. But someone on a higher authority or higher place, to glorify someone who is like technically a disciple or someone junior than him, to glorify senior, we might do it out of force or out of obligation or out of like that's the way it should be. But to naturally, with whole heart, genuinely, see, Narad is not just speaking for the sake of speaking. He feels and he means it. He feels and means it. To glorify your own disciple genuinely is very not an easy thing. Glorify anyone is not an easy thing. For a conditioned souls like us, to glorify anyone else is not an easy thing, practically speaking. And we might do it just to show that I am also a good devotee or something like that. But in the heart, as some advanced devotees say, in the heart we are thinking. We say, you are such a nice, good book distributor. But in the heart we are thinking, why I can't also do nicely? Why I can't do better than you? But to genuinely, not only genuinely glorify is one thing. Another thing is to become happy at seeing others' good qualities. That is more difficult. Means, okay, you have good qualities. But that doesn't make us happy. We genuinely glorify someone. We might do it. It's also difficult. We might do it. But to take joy in someone else doing good. Yes, we might even take joy in someone else doing good. Which anyway, I don't do good. But if I am doing something good. See, suppose I am a good singer. And someone sings better than me. If I am a good singer and someone is a good cook, okay, very nice, no problem. Because he is not in competition with me. He is a good cook, you be there, I am a good singer, I am here, no problem. We can both continue. But to see someone in the same field like us, doing better, to feel joy at seeing the same thing is little difficult. But here, Narad Muni is guru, Prahlad is disciple, and their field is the same. Pure devotional service, and he's glorifying out of full joy. He says, oh Prahlad, the very fact that you tolerated all the so-called troubles and pains and tribulations from your father shows that you are a staunch devotee. See, it's not so easy. Maybe some of us also, if we are troubled, like if we are put in a burning oil, or put under the feet of elephants, all these things, you are given a choice. If you don't stop chanting, worshipping Krishna, and stop reading Bhagavad Gita, if you don't do it, you will be put under the lotus feet of elephants. No, not lotus feet. what a type of feet they are. Heavy feet. If you still survive, just because you are chanting, you will be put in the pit full of snakes. Not only ordinary snakes, some very heavy poisonous snakes. In Bombay city, we don't have snakes experience. We can say, but Bombay city people, they don't need snakes to be afraid. They are afraid of even cockroaches and rats and lizards. So if we can say, if you continue chanting, we'll put in a room full of cockroaches, rats and lizards. No, horrible. Or Bombay city, that's a horrible thing. A room full of cockroach. Sometimes people see one cockroach and they go out of the house. I've seen. They don't come in till their cockroach is taken care of. If they are put in a room full of cockroaches. So just think, you are sitting in a room 10 by 10 and there are around 1,000 rats around. Something like that. So snakes is a very far off thing. We don't need that. But that time the snakes were required. So if we are told, how many will chant when 1,000 rats are around us? Very difficult. But the test, like Prahlad is given, thrown off a big mountain and all the, pierced by all the weapons. So Narad Muni says, in such a test, you continued chanting or continued devotional service, showed that you are a staunch, not going to be wavered in any condition of life. Then he says, by your conditions, by your influence, what happened? Demons became devotees. Like Prahlad preached to his demonic children in school. Then he says, even in Asur Loka, you practice ecstatic devotional service. Means Prahlad, he would not only chant, he was ecstatic while chanting. Sometimes he would cry, tears would come, sometimes he would dance, sometimes he would laugh while chanting holy names amongst the demoniac people. See, this shows that pure devotional service is not dependent on anything. Yes, we should all try to be in association of devotees. But Prahlad was not in association of devotees. There was not a single devotee in his city. There was not a single devotee. We feel, association of devotees is good. We should be there with association of devotees. That's certainly told in the scriptures. But when we become advanced like Prahlad Maharaj, not being an associational devotee doesn't hamper the devotional service. We hanker for associational devotees, but that doesn't hamper our devotional service. So he says, you saved so many conditioned souls. And then, Narasimha Dev, he did not show such love to anyone except you. No demigod. He caressed you like a mother. He said in one Narasimha Puran, that because Narasimha was in the mood of this lion or lioness, you know, generally lioness, they when they love their cubs, they lick them. Even cows, they take their tongue and lick, clean the babies. That's the way the animals express their love. So it is said that even Narasimha Dev at one point of time was licking Prahlad Maharaj. He was in the mood of lion. So that is the love which Narasimha Dev showed towards you. Only you. No one else in this world. And then he glorifies that even though Narasimha Dev wanted to offer you benedictions, you did not accept. And then he says, ultimately, then the question will come, but Prahlad became the king. So is it like we also say, no, but we take it. No. Prahlad was genuinely meaning that he doesn't want. But because Narasimha Dev was offering it again and again, he thought, okay, I will accept all the kingdom and all the opulences so that using it, I can preach the glories of devotional service. So he accepted it and used it to preach the glories of devotional service. Then, he tells one story, which is somewhat, some of you may know or may not know. He says, the Supreme Lord glorified you, telling that I am always conquered by my devotees like you. There was one story, when Prahlad became the king, he desired to meet a lord, a form of lord named Pitavas. Pitavas means one who is wearing yellow clothes. And that form of lord used to stay at Naimisharanya. So from Sutal Lok, Prahlad came to Naimisharanya to meet Lord Pitavas. But Lord also wanted to test Prahlad. So this Pitavas took some different form. a form of some. No, he took a form of a sannyasi, but he also had weapons. So Prahlad says, what type of sannyasi is this? He seems to be an imposter. He has sannyasi, and instead of sannyas danda or kamandalu or japa, he has weapons in his hands. So Prahlad could understand he is an imposter, and he challenged that Pitavas in the form of this sannyasi to fight. Because Prahlad says, I am Kshatriya, I have to kill all the imposters. So they fought for many, many weeks and months, and no one was winning. And every day Prahlad would get up, worship his deities, and then go and fight. So one day he worshipped his deities, put a garland around the deities, and he went to fight. He saw the same garland in the necks or the shoulders of that sannyasi, and he could understand, oh, this sannyasi who is appearing like an imposter is none other than my Supreme Lord. He offered obeisances, and then the Lord also took the form of the Pitavas. But then Prahlad says, I am a Kshatriya, and at the beginning of fight, I had taken a vow that I will defeat you. That means I will win. And Kshatriya's vows cannot go in vain. They have to fulfill it. No, we are fighting, and I was not able to defeat, that is okay, but I was fighting. But now you are shown that you are my Supreme Lord, then how can I defeat you? And if I cannot defeat you, how can my vow that I will conquer you be fulfilled? So Lord says, no problem. I the Lord is always conquered by my devotees. And Lord says, Jita Asmabhi. My devotees always conquer me. So therefore, your vow to conquer me has been fulfilled. Don't worry. Then he says, not only by you, even the Lord has been conquered by your grandson, Bali Maharaj. There are two ways the Lord was conquered. One way, Vamandev said, I will be the watchman or the guard at the entrance of Sutralok. And Vamandev is doing that still. And he was not only guard, he was completely under the control of Bali Maharaj. There is one good story. Once at Dwarka, means when Krishna was not there, another time, once at Dwarka, but it was still Krishna's place, some demons, they attacked Dwarka city. It was in great turmoil, and Durvasmani was staying there at that time. And their sages were staying in Dwarka city. So they thought it's our duty to protect the city. And all the sages led by Durvasmani came to Sutal Lok to pray to Vamandev to come and protect the Dwarka city. So all the Durvasmani came and told Vamandev, please, your Dwarka city is under great trouble, danger, go and protect him, protect the city. Durvasmani said, see, here I am under the control of Bali Maharaj. If he gives permission, I will go. So you go and meet Bali Maharaj. So Durvas Muni and all the sages, they went. And they bade Bali Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, release Vamandev for some hours. Let him kill the demons and come back. Bali Maharaj said, Yad bhavati tad bhavtu te. Whatever happens, let that happen. I am not going to release Vamandev. Let Dwarka be defeated, whatever happened, I don't care. So this proves that Narada is saying, what to speak of you being controlling the Supreme Lord, even by your influence, your grandson Bali Maharaj controls the Supreme Lord. And then Narada says, no, I will stay with you permanently. But Narada had a curse. He can't stay at any place for more than 3 days. So Narada has to justify how he is staying that. How is saying that I will stay with you permanently? He said, yes, yes, it's possible. How is possible? Means Narada never stays at one place, and is a curse by Daksha. And Narada accepted that curse. So he says, by the power of great devotees like Prahlad, I will overcome that curse. Suddenly Narada did not stay, but he says like that. And then Prahlad starts speaking. I will not say what Prahlad spoke. He refutes what your glories were made of him. Actually, there are 2 points over here. I will speak those 2 points and not go into point by point refutation by Prahlad. One point is, even though Prahlad could not tolerate his glories, he wanted to refute what Narada Muni is saying, because he knew that I am still the disciple. It is said that he spoke in a soft voice. So he did not speak, although his glories has to be defeated. But she still maintained the etiquette of not challenging or fighting his guru. one way he is going to prove what his guru is saying is wrong. That is his own glory. But she maintained the voice and maintained the etiquette. And second thing, actually all the glories of Prahlad that are being spoken are true. So he actually cannot make it false, because then he will say, my guru's statement has been false. But the whole mood that Prahlad takes is, yes, Narad, what you might have spoken about me is correct, but then that is very less important, it is more important over here. Like he says, one example I will give. He says, yes, it may appear that Lord has come for me, but actually he has not come for me. Because he just came, killed Hiranyakashipu and went back. He did not come for me. Although he showed some love for me like lioness. He came to deliver his two servants, Jay and Vijay. That is also true. Prahlad says that is real true. Then he says, he came to keep the vows of Brahmaji correct. Brahmaji has given benediction, so that will be made correct. He says he even came to keep the your words correct. What are Narad Muni's words? When Indra had come to kidnap Kayadu, when Prahlad was in womb, Narad came there and said, even though you kidnap Kayadu, because in her womb is a great Mahabhagwat, you cannot kill him. So Narad Muni has made a statement that Prahlad cannot be killed. So Prahlad is saying, the Lord came to make your statement correct, that I cannot be killed. That was Narad Muni's statement. So like that, he says, Lord came for all these things. Yes, my glories may be correct, but they are not the important ones. So he keeps his voice correct, and he makes one point, because he wants to move from Shantaras to Dasyaras. He says, yes, Lord showed me affection, but a real affection when the Lord shows is, he gives the opportunity to soar, and I did not get any. He just came, showed some love, and then he went back. I am not doing any service. Here also I am just remembering the Supreme Lord. Anyway, all types of devotional service are pure ones. But that's the mood which Prahlad takes. So I think our discussion of Prahlad's glories must have certainly also pleased Lord Nrsimha Dev, whose appearance. So I would like to thank all of you for patiently continuing your fast and waiting for Katha. So I will end here with some small kirtan, and then certainly we can all go and take prasad. Hare Krishna.